Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that he loves. Undivided.
Yep.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I need to dive back down the rabbit hole in a second. But first, just some interesting, you know, I don't know. I guess it's bound to happen if you live in a world with billions of people, sure. But it is interesting. Some more fun facts on this day. Born on this day, January 17. Are you ready? It's an interesting, it's a broad and diverse list of folks. Pretty, you know, wide ranging, I would say. So, 1574, Robert Flood, officially English physician, astrologer, mathematician. He was one of those esoteric types who is, you know, there are those folks. Speaking of Jonathan Swift, you know, the Robert Flood types are the kind of the Kevin Bacon of the day. Everybody's connected to this guy. What's going on there? Benjamin Franklin, born on this day. Betty White, born on this day in 1922. And, you know, died not far from this day, just over a year ago, December 31st. I think that's curious. Newt Minow, born on this day in 1926. Vast wasteland, that Newt Minow. Vidal Sassoon, because if you don't look good, we don't look good. Vidal Sassoon, most people think of him as a hairdresser and, you know, businessman, but folks who listen to this network know there's much more to the Sassoon family. James Earl Jones, use the four, speaking of the esoteric thread. James Earl Jones, born on this day in 1931. 1939, Maury Povich, born on this day. Muhammad Ali, born on this day in 1942. Andy Kaufman, born on this day in 1949. Robert Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., born on this day in 1954. And Jim Carrey, yep, that Jim Carrey, born on this day in 1962. Michelle Obama, born on this day in 1964. Kid Rock, born on this day in 1971. I thought he was older than that. Zoe Deschanel, born on this day in 1980. Like I said, wide-ranging list of folks. Dwayne Wade, D. Wade, one of those people that's confused about the gender of their children, unfortunately, trying to ingratiate themselves to the man, whoever the man happens to be. Interesting collection of folks. And then from there, you know, I mentioned Patrice Lumumba already in the first hour, deaths on this day. And, you know, that was an assassination, actually. And, again, Muammar Gaddafi, in his 9/11 truth speech, as I call it, said that we should reopen that investigation among many, many others, including Dag Hammarskjöld. So, moving on, getting back to those are just some fun facts. Getting back to the business at hand, back to let's see. So we did in the first hour, we talked about the ESG stuff, and people will say the European Union can't lead us by the nose like that. I would say think about GDPR. We played Norman Dodd. We didn't do much, I guess. Now, how about we go to well, you know, speaking of the foundations and stuff, maybe we should do John Taylor Gatto. Well, that's part of the socialism stuff, so we'll come back to that. Let's go back to Glenn Beck and Stu Bergier on ESA. So let me grab that real fast. And again, what is happening? Terrifying and insane, but it's happening. And it's the stuff that's been written about for the last 100 years. You know, speaking of Jonathan Swift, Yevgeny Zamyatin and George Orwell, among others, come up, you know, and Jeremy Bentham and the utilitarians and technocrats and so on. In other words, again, this thread goes back a long way. And what you read in Revelation, you know, say chapter 13, 14, 17, 18, et cetera, et cetera. It starts in Genesis, I would say, before chapter 6. Anyway. So, there's this clip. Why you should never let TSA scan your eye. You know, folks have commented all over that video. Surprise, surprise, Glenn. That technology actually has been around since the days of Enemy of the State. This is not guesswork. And, you know, I mean, if you really understand the interwebs, there's not a whole lot that's new. And there's a takeover. There's a coup of, you know, languages like Go and Rust and Python. That's a fairly recent development. And with the, you know, the advent of Node and now Dino and some other stuff, there is kind of a JavaScript takeover too. And the effort there is to, you know, basically in the same old disruptive fashion, to get rid of all of the kind of the lamp stack that runs the interwebs. And that's, you know, that's a coup that's underway. And there's this massive effort to throw all of these tools at people who work in that environment to try to get them basically to turn that whole world upside down and remake it. You know, and that's why you have Facebook pouring millions and millions of dollars into these open source libraries, and Google and Microsoft and everybody else. It's not just because they love people. That is proven, you know, to the contrary. Speaking of that, you know, maybe I mentioned a hot take. Yeah, I suppose pun fully intended. Gas stoves, Lennon, John Lennon. was right. Lennon was right. John Lennon was right. We live in a world run by insane people for insane ends. And, you know, the rest of what he said is true too. But I think what's really insane is that people would buy into the notion that Google, that is spying on everyone, and Microsoft and everybody else, you know, has anyone's best interest at heart other than the monopolists and the satanic cabal they represent. That's really insane. What do you call it when, speaking of the gas stove thing, though, what do you call it when Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, and I don't know, the Young Turks, Anna Kasparian, are at least relatively close to on the same page? I call it a coal mine canary. Now, you know, Anna Kasparian is going the way of Bill Maher, creeping over that direction. Oh, no, I'm going that direction. Yeah, you're creeping that direction, saying, okay, now hold on, hold on. Realizing that maybe we're being, you know, this is a put-up job like every other put-up job. We're supposed to believe that suddenly after 100-plus years, gas is potentially harmful.
12.7% the TSA is expanding facial
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. 12.7% of children, childhood asthma, I should say, may be linked to gas. Maybe. We might be able to do that. Richard Trumka Jr., one of the four Consumer Product Safety Commission, CPSC commissioners, said, this is a hidden hazard, like an invisible enemy, perhaps? The same old shock doctrine. And people buy it. This is what's crazy. Democrat Senator Cory Booker and Democratic Representative Don Beyer insist that this issue is suddenly a cumulative burden on minority and low-income households. Again, the pandering, and I don't understand how and why these people don't get run out of town on a rail. Minority and low-income households, air quotes, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because, hey, she just rents after all. What about your guest? Oh, no, I rent. No, I just rent. Uh-huh. Somehow induction stoves like multimillionaire celebrity Mark Ruffalo's won't be a cumulative burden, quote unquote, on minority and low income households. We're all going to get induction stoves like Mark Ruffalo's. All of this coming from a pathocracy still responsible for people continuing to drop like flies all around us, even though we're being gaslighted on that too. You know, and the excess mortality. There are some interesting studies that are going on. Here's the salient takeaway on excess mortality. Every country has it. 190, whatever you want to say, 196 countries. Every country has excess mortality in virtually every demographic. Hello? Not to mention this pathocracy here, which taxes us all to fund the wholesale infanticide of American children. But trust us, it's for your safety and security. What else could it possibly be about? Are you kidding? That's what I always find curious. The same, you know, well, it's for your safety. It's because we care about the children. The same people who are, you know, my body, my choice to murder innocent unborn children. There is a way to prevent that. It's called celibacy. It's pretty simple. Guess what? You don't have to murder innocent unborn children. This group is going to tell us about, protecting children. I just, again, just astounded. So at this point, we don't have Elvis. Now we don't have Lisa Marie. We don't have Michael, obviously. Soon we may not have gas stoves or gas cars. Ironically, 100 years prior to this moment, we could have gone electric when we weren't addicted to petroleum, but, you know, it didn't have a plug. So, you know, timing, places. Now we're all addicted to petroleum and being coerced or incentivized to convert to electric, when as yet there is no viable path forward to do so. But trust us, it's all going to work out great. Everything's going to be electric. It's insane. But hey, at least we have our health and safety, right? Thanks to those who know us each so well and care about us so much, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, you know, is apparently a social media celebrity. Oh, yeah, and she does that, you know, that Congress thing too once in a while, even though, you know, people say she hasn't passed any legislation. I don't think that's a bad thing. My understanding was that separation of powers was supposed to do just that, prevent, you know, hijinks and shenanigans. Anyway, we got to get back to business. Glenn Beck, why you should never let TSA scan your eye. Go ahead, please.
The TSA is expanding facial recognition programs at major airports. They're going to roll this out nationally soon, but the facial recognition program, this is really, really bad. Do not give the government a scan of your eye. There is nothing worse than giving them a scan. That is more unique than your fingerprint. It gives more information about you than your fingerprint. And people are just like, yeah, but I'll get through the line quicker. Oh, my gosh. Don't do that. It's now being used in more than a dozen airports, Vegas, Denver, Dallas-Fort Worth. TSA says it's going to destroy most of the images. That's kind of like mostly dead. They're going to destroy most of the images within a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm, I'm sure. Sure, sure, sure. Let's watch for that, because you are going to see in the next year, maybe two, but I think it's going to be this year, you are going to see the beginning of a tracking system, a global monitoring system that is beyond your imagination. We now have technology through low-altitude satellites, drones. We are on the precipice of not a square inch of Earth being unseen 24 hours a day. Not a square inch of Earth. They're going to start it in the biggest of cities. They already are doing it in China, but now we have the computing power and we have the photographic power of being able to monitor everything and link everything. Did you see the movie State of Fear? Who was in that? It was Gene Hackman and Will Smith, I think.
That was Enemy of the State, wasn't
it? Enemy of the State, okay. Thank you. Enemy of the State. Enemy of the State, if you saw that, I remember watching going, that technology doesn't exist, does it? The answer then was no. But the people in the Pentagon and the CIA, they were like, hey, that's a pretty good idea.
There's a fun toy.
Yeah, and we are now building it. And there's probably no stopping it now, you know, unless we had Congress on our side, which don't count on that one. But that is extraordinarily dangerous.
What part of that technology are you talking about when you say
the part of technology that could, what they're building now is low Earth or low altitude satellites in a string that can monitor one place all the time. So it, because the satellites move, you need a string of them. So it's constantly trained on New York City and can lock in on New York City continually 24 hours a day. And then it will have parameters through the algorithm of that's unusual, that's not right. And it can, you know, it can read your, you know, the back of your credit card from space. And the algorithm will say, something terrorist activity, something illegal may be happening, and it can automatically gin down, zoom in on any area, alert the police, alert the feds, or it can zoom in, and if it can't get close enough, all through algorithm, it will then start to use the local cameras all the way to your cell phones and be able to see exactly what's going on everywhere in that area.
So basically constant monitoring.
They're calling it the all-seeing eye. I wrote about it. It's called the Eye of Moloch. But that is now coming soon to a world near you.
And even, I know you, I think I understand what you meant by this, but you said, you know, this is definitely going to happen unless Congress gets on our side. But even if Congress was a Congress that respected the Constitution, China's is not. Someone eventually is going to do this.
No, somebody is going to do it, and that is the excuse that all of them use. Look, China is going to do it, so we better do it too. Mm-hmm. The problem with it is once you have it, no one ever gives that power up. No one gives that power up. That's the problem with the intel being so tied into the administration. You know, when you have the NSA gathering information on every American, their phone calls, everything, no president is going to say, no, we should shut that down. Mr. President, Russia is doing it to the American people. China is doing it to the American people. We should at least know so we have the heads up. They're just never going to get rid of it. Never.
Well, it's not paranoia if they're really after you.
Exactly. And exactly right.
It's not only true, but also the tagline for enemy of the state. So it's.
I got to watch that again.
Yeah.
I've been reading up. I think it's called Whammy. I've been reading up on it lately. And it's a little terrifying. The stuff that we've talked about it for years and said, one of these days, well, when I say one of these days, it could be in the next 6 months that these things begin to come online.
I'm a little disturbed that if they're calling it Whammy, are they naming it after the creature that steals your points on Press Your Luck, the old game show?
Oh my gosh, you figured it out.
No.
So there's that. Isn't that fun? This is where we're at. Let's see. Where do we go from there? Why not play another clip, shall we? Speaking of the gas stove thing, you know, might as well. We'll play a little bit of this one. Probably not all of it. But we won't get to all of it, but play some of it. You'll get the general idea. You can see what's coming. Like I said, brace for impact of the Great Reset. The new Marshall Plan in particular, you know, there is the new Bretton Woods, but there's also the new Marshall Plan. Gives us all teeth. And again, the brown snowball rolling downhill of things like ESG. This one is the true reason behind Biden's possible gas stove ban. You know, and it's, oh, well, that's not what we're not, you know, just the sophistry that's involved. It's really time for, we have too much time and too much everything on our hands in America. Too much time, too much money, too much everything. We think we're so fantastic and so sophisticated and so civilized and erudite and this and that and every other thing. Read the Bible, read Genesis, the book of Genesis, and the story of the seven fat cows and seven skinny cows that represent seven fat years and seven lean years. What would we do in America? This is thousands of years ago. Prepare for seven fat years and, you know, store up for seven lean years after that. What will we do for seven lean minutes in America? We have too much everything on our hands. We have been hoodwinked under the, you know, the curse in the disguise of the blessing of convenience. It has crippled us. We are Gary Larson's boneless chicken ranch. in America. Predominantly. What are we going to do? Okay, so we'll start this video. The true reason behind Biden's possible gas stove ban. We'll start this and see where we end up at break time. Go ahead, please.
The Biden administration, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, is now considering a nationwide ban, and you're going to say, finally, someone's doing something about it, a nationwide ban on gas-burning stoves, following a new study that claims the appliances emit harmful pollution that has been linked to asthma in some children.
Wow.
So it's a new study that claims that the stoves emit harmful pollution that is linked to asthma in some children.
Oh, ban it immediately.
Immediately.
With that
that's
sort
what
of
I'm
evidence.
Thinking, right? You ban it immediately.
That's incredible.
According to the EPA and the World Health Organization, gas-burning stoves emit unsafe levels of nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, and particulate matter, which I went to the doctor the other day. He's like, you have too much particulate matter coming into your system. And I'm like, it's probably the stove, doc. A December report from the International Journal of Environmental Research shows that 12% of current childhood asthma nationwide is attributed to gas stove use. So now we are thinking the Biden administration, because their Consumer Product Safety Commission is concerned with consumer safety, you know, they got a whole commission on that. They're now thinking they're going to ban all gas-burning stoves. So just want to put that in perspective for you. A couple of things happen with that. We all have electric stoves, but it'll go great with our electric cars.
We do not have the capacity to charge as it is, but let's switch everybody over.
Let's switch everybody over. 35% of all homes in the United States have a gas stove. Every restaurant you go into has a gas stove. You can't cook on electric and do fine cooking.
You ever hear of a microwave, Glenn? You ever hear of one?
I have.
Those are, first of all, completely safe.
If you use them incorrectly, the bugs will actually pop in a microwave.
But if
you slowly cook the bugs, you can have a bowl of bugs anytime you want.
If they're going to make us eat bugs, we need to be able to prepare them the best way possible.
Exactly.
And that's a
right.
gas stove.
So now
you got to give us one or the other.
So now natural gas, by having a gas connection in your home, we are polluting the inside of our homes. By having a gas connection. So let me just help you out with this. Now natural gas is not just not allowed to explore for it anymore. They're now trying to eliminate it. And let me just read this last thing here again. By having a gas connection, we're polluting the insides of our homes. So that's not just a gas stove now, is it? That would be a natural gas heater as well. That would be a natural gas heater for your water as well. Wouldn't it be great if we could put everything on electricity? Huh?
Mm.
Seriously.
There you go.
Sounds great.
Are you getting the picture? Reality setting in yet? Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was going to just move on, but I think this is probably important. I mean, this is the point. This is the point. So we will continue. Again, this is Glenn Beck's video from 6 days ago, January 10th. The true reason behind Biden's possible gas ban. Ready, set, go.
Did they explain why this doesn't affect adults, they're saying? Are they saying only some children?
Because it's probably unbelievable that it would affect all people at all times. And, you know, I mean,
this is why I only serve my kids Little Bites mini muffins.
Right.
Because that's the only healthy way to go.
No.
They only eat chocolate chip mini muffins.
Yeah.
And then I would never have to worry about any of their asthma concerns.
Nope. Never
perfect,
have to worry
perfect
about
health.
It. Yep. You know, you would think maybe banning cigarettes would be a bigger thing. You know what I mean? Banning. Kid has asthma. Hey, no smoking around the kid. Well, now, I don't agree with this, but I mean, that might be a bigger step towards helping children with asthma than banning all gas stoves.
And they did come out with a thing called vaping that causes far fewer of these chemicals to come out of, if you happen to be a smoker, out of your cigarette or device. And then the government has attacked that industry constantly since so it really is fascinating. They seem to want everyone to die. I mean, I'm just throwing that possibility out there. What if the goal is no more people?
Now that sounds hard to believe.
I mean, it's not like they're still putting Paul Ehrlich on TV saying that we're all going to die because of overpopulation.
I know.
It's not like that happened this past weekend. It's this guy who has been wrong for half a century. He has been wrong over and over and over again, publicly, in print.
In humiliating ways,
saying that, like, Great Britain wouldn't exist by the year 2000.
Right. By 1980, there would be no food left.
Right.
We'd be out of food.
Like, that has not occurred. We have more food than we've ever had.
Yeah.
And he has missed on these predictions over and over and over again. And then they bring him out. They roll his bones out there again at, I don't know, 100 years old. And like, hey, what's going to happen next, guy who's been wrong every step of the way? And he tells us, shockingly, that we have all these disasters from overpopulation around the corner. And there's not one question of, you know, before we go, could we ask you about everything you've said that's been wrong? can we note that even if you happen to be completely guessing, you would have a higher percentage of success, at least maybe to get to 50%? You're at 0% over a half century. You shouldn't be on TV anymore talking about these things.
You know what's really great is, I'm just thinking this through, you know, if you're not allowed to sell your house if it has gas products in it, that you could sell your house, but you'd have to replace all the gas fixtures in your house and change everything to electric. That would do a lot to impoverish people. And then once we're all on electricity and everything is on electricity, which does not seem to be the most environmental friendly thing to do, and we have the rolling blackouts and the rolling brownouts, and we can't keep our homes heated because we no longer have gas. We're all hooked up to electricity, and they're not shoveling any more coal into that plant. I think this is going to be great. I think this... Now, Stu says maybe the goal is to kill a bunch of people, but that seems too harsh. Maybe thinning out the herd would be better. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, surely we know a lot of people that should die. You know what I mean? We should just line them up and ask them, can you justify your existence? Because we can't keep you alive. We can't use the machinery of this great society to keep you alive unless you're pulling your weight. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wow, I didn't make that up. That was George Bernard Shaw when he was really kind of pushing the progressive movement. Okay, well, did I get that right?
I don't want to punish anybody, but there are an extraordinary number of people whom I want to kill. I think it would be a good thing to make everybody come before a properly appointed board, just as he might come before the income tax commissioners, and say every 5 years or every 7 years, just put him there and say, sir or madam, now will you be kind enough to justify your existence? If you're not producing as much as you consume, or perhaps a little more, then clearly we cannot use the big organization of our society for the purpose of keeping you alive, because your life does not benefit us, and it can't be of very much use to yourself.
Wow, that's a really good idea. That might be the slogan on all new electric stoves. You know what I mean? Hey, use this, because if you have a gas stove, we can't use the machinery of this civilization to keep you alive, because your life doesn't benefit us. By GE.
There you go. All right, so We've done that. One more, and we'll go back to the phones, or we'll go to the phones, I should say, here today momentarily. So first, John Taylor Gatto and the clip, Killing Them with Kindness. What's that all about? You know, socialism, well, historically, it doesn't work out well. And so what's the – there are some hidden motives behind – and we've been told – you know, for a long time, World Socialist State, the New Atlantis, from the New Atlantis to America's Secret Destiny, shall we say. Anyway, John Taylor Gatto on Beatrice Webb, the Fabians, you know, the wolf in sheep's clothing and all of that. And, you know, the secret, the not so good reason for socialism. Go ahead, please.
It's no accident, by the way, that Bill Clinton suddenly emerges from a state in which Rockefeller is the governor.
Who was Bill Clinton's mentor?
Well, he has a variety of mentors. The very fact that he steered into Yale, which is probably of the elite universities, the one that keeps the class tradition, the British class tradition, most actively alive. In fact, they all fled from Harvard when the Unitarians took over and are talking, you know, we're all in this together. So they bailed out of Harvard, headed west, dropped the biggest load, no pun intended, in New Haven, but continued on a line that you can trace all the way across to Seattle, leaving behind traces of this brilliant class-based thought. I once, years ago, and don't ask me to reclaim it now, but I once actually did trace the movement from the evacuation of Harvard in about 1805, 1810. What had happened was the Unitarians, who were one of the great heresies of you know, the last 500 years, they worked out a way to initially convert to whatever religion had a church in the area, and then when they were the majority, they would vote the thing out of business, take the assets, and reopen as a Unitarian parish. The entire Massachusetts School Committee, no accident, every last member was a Unitarian, even though there were less than 1% of the Massachusetts population, because I understood leverage. The wolf, what is the symbol of the Fabian socialists in Britain? It's the wolf in sheep's clothing. They have a big laugh at how easy it is, you know, to fool. The funny thing is that Kitty Muggeridge, Beatrice Webb, who is really Fabian socialism. She carried her husband around, but Beatrice is the welfare state architect. She was the niece of Herbert Spencer, the most articulate intellectual racist in human history. Root hog or die. She sat with him on his deathbed for 6 weeks, and both of them agreed they were after the identical goals, but by different means. He said, exterminate the brutes, the famous line from Heart of Darkness, and she said, kill them with kindness. You know, I noticed you had Ayn Rand on your shelf. The idea of taking care of somebody else, apart from the innocent charitable thing, is that you ruin them by doing that. It doesn't take very long to ruin them. So Beatrice Webb, the Fabian, and the great conservative Herbert Spencer, same bloodline, same goals, different methodology.
There you go. That's it. So now to the phones. Larkin, Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you did a good job of connecting some dots today on the broadcast.
A lot more and, dots where those came from, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I have to say, though, there's no saving America. It's already gone. For whatever people like your dad's generation, my generation, once thought America could be, it's gone. And I think that was exemplified. Well, let me just quickly throw this in. I remember when I first moved back to Texas in 1990, Fort Worth first, then 92 I was in Dallas, and I discovered that all the skyscrapers in downtown Dallas were all electric, no gas allowed. And of course, in the 80s, a lot of us were wanting to go to wood smoke. You know, if you're a culinarian, you definitely don't want to use electric in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Along the way, out of Europe comes this technology called induction range technology. It required you to up your fuse box because it only took 208, 220, 240 volt electric. And then you had to invest in a lot of different pots and pans that were induction range friendly. Mm-hmm. So that you had the maximum connectivity that you could, you know, you had instant on-off cooking, and that was considered, you know, up to the minute.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo said that's great.
Yeah, and so anybody that is a cook, a serious cook, would know that this is not a good thing. However, where I want to go is a man on the street interview that I happened to cross yesterday. It was a TikTok. It was a young man, about 26 years old, nice looking, seemed to be well put together. It was a man on the street interview.
Wait, you're not saying that you were on TikTok, right?
No, no. I'm talking about a young man.
If that was the case, then I know Jesus is coming soon. If Lark is on TikTok, just kidding. For
no,
any reason.
As we do on the internet, you know, we're addicted to the bling and, let your fingers do your walking after all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of titillation on the internet, but be that as it may, this man on the street interview was of a young man about 26 years old who had just relocated to Seattle, and he's downtown Seattle. And I happened to recognize exactly where he was because I used to live in Seattle and I worked downtown in Seattle back in the 80s. And the female attractive woman asked this attractive young man, what did he do for a living? What are you doing in Seattle? He said he had just relocated to Seattle. He had a new job. And he said that he was a software engineer. And then she immediately asked him, well, how much do you make? He said, I make $190,000 a year. And he goes, is that all? No. It's $160,000 is the base pay, $30,000 in bonuses, and $5,000 in stock options. Now, this is a guy whose obvious future was so bright, he had to wear shades.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 26 years old. This is what is being cranked out in these universities today.
Yeah.
We're gone.
And
we are gone because who could?
Yeah, they're fully on board with all of the, you know, the Marxist messaging, the cultural Marxist, you know, it's the new religion. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy has put it in those terms, and he's absolutely right. It really is a religion, and I mean, that's why I read, you know, just a couple of passages from Revelation 13. I mean, that's it. It's coming up out of the sea, and everyone's infected with this mind virus, as you know.
And anybody wants to know about Glenn Beck, they didn't know, I would recommend that they go to something called The Communitarian Trap. blogspot.com, and just look for or search the name Glenn Beck. Then you learn about who Glenn Beck is.
Yep.
I keep trying to tell people, you know, this thing called communitarianism is a rebranding of communism and capitalism. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you are in the economic order of the day, okay, this subsumes you.
Yeah.
You're part Resistance of the problem.
Futile. We're headed into the break. We will finish this thought on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already this Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. And just for the record, I'm not giving up on my country or my countrymen yet. I agree, man, it's all over, but the crying has been for a long time. But I'm gonna try to hold the line, stand in the gap, whatever, and, you know, continue to pray. Until God says run for the hills.
The problem, as long as we aid and abet this system, which includes depopulation, total war on the individual, and abject techno-slavery, we have to ask what Christians will say at the entrance to the pearly gates. You know, what did they do in their lifetime?
Let's define terms. You know, I mean, who's calling them Christians? Because Jesus said on that day, many will come and say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And he'll say, depart from me, workers of iniquity, I never knew you. I think a lot of those folks would call themselves Christians.
Probably so.
The vast majority,
and
I know,
especially the ones that wear it on their sleeves all the time. I have to tell you, this young man, this a software engineer making 190 grand a year, that's at least double what I ever made in my entire life. And I'm old enough to be his daddy or granddaddy. But, you know, here's the thing. Here's a guy that drives a laptop on wheels, and he probably lives in a rabbit warren called an efficiency apartment in downtown Seattle today.
Yeah.
With every bell and whistle that you can imagine to make his life just splendid.
Yep.
And so that's why I say, you know, we're going to be subsumed by this culture. Yeah. Remember a report on the Axemaker's Gifts, technologies capture and control of our minds and culture. Well, this is why America's gone. There's no way it can be saved, because the people themselves, just like in that Newsweek magazine cover, we are all socialists now. The fact is we are all communitarians now. But nobody has presented us the memo yet.
Amen. Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Lark. Much appreciated, as always. Yeah. All true. All true. You know, people do not realize how far gone, and you know, the end justifies the means always, in all cases, no matter what, from whatever angle. And, you know, I just keep coming back to, speaking of the Christian discussion, there have been folks who have tried to approach this discussion, and the question is just simple. Who is in charge? Who decides? For the Christian, it's the man upstairs. Period. End of discussion. And the Holy Spirit leading and guiding. Compelling, so to speak. That's it. It's that simple. There is no other sort of, you know, there's really nothing else to say about it. So, I hope that makes sense. I hope it was informative. I apologize if it was absolutely terrifying. It's not intended to be that, but hey, this is where we're at. So, above all, I hope it was edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.